dropped by the malt shop. I'm your soda jerk, Richard Peterson. Hey, would you like your nuts crushed?
Meeting at the malt shop. Meeting at the malt shop. After school.
Let's see what's hot on the box at the malt shop.
Hey, Richard, I can't finish my sundae. Would you like my cherry?
Once a lonely caterpillar sat and cried at the ugly bug ball.
We apologize for the filthy nature of that last selection, but it can't be stopped. It can't be helped. It is the ugly bug ball. If you listen carefully, there is conjugation in a cocoon and many little bugs that crawl out afterwards, all because of one silly summer dance.
Bug love will not be denied.
That was wonderful music.
Yeah, damn straight, Jimmy. That
do,
was...
bugs, hey. Do bugs do it?
That's a gas.
Do bugs do it? Do birds do it? Do bees do it?
Do those pincher bugs do it?
Oh, absolutely. It's disgusting.
Pincher bugs do it?
Yes, pincher bugs.
What about those potato bugs?
Yeah, a pincher bug actually will bring a potato bug in as part of the show.
Oh, it's a menage a bug?
Then, you know, when they fold a firefly into it, I tell you, it's absolutely obscene. I can't watch.
I'll bet you can. There's a fire at Fort Lewis, and there's a big wildfire going on. Jim Foreman, they can't really tell him from the flames with that shock of red hair, but he's at the ready to piss on the fire at any moment and put it out for all to see. What a...
The urinator.
Well, the urinator is Earl, and he lives in Olympia. Just be on the lookout for a guy named Earl in Olympia.
Why, where is he now that we need him with that wildfire? You know, between he and Foreman, they may be able to contain that fire.
Mm.
As you know... love will not be denied.
No.
A female King County attorney, public defender,
mm-hmm.
was discovered making the beast with two backs
yes.
with an imprisoned, accused killer. Oh,
good call, you dizzy broad. What's wrong with you?
She nailed this guy in the jailhouse. Well, she signed in the jailhouse. As I understand it, she signed the register and went in to meet with him. And apparently slipped out of her right. Anne Klein double-breasted mm-hmm. professional power suit, and he dropped his jailhouse bloomers. She is 43. We are not naming her. He is 26. We'll tell you who he is.
Why aren't we naming her?
It hasn't gotten that far in the system. I don't want that blood on my hands. He, however, I will tell you, is Sebastian Burns. Does that ring a bell?
Nope.
Well, you know who this kid is. He was the goth... who is facing three counts
oh,
of
yeah.
aggravated murder in the 1994 Bellevue
right.
slayings of the parents mm-hmm. and sister of one of his friends. You know, the rotten, spoiled, rich kid that, you know, had everything, so decided, you know, to fight his way out of boredom. The only thing left was to murder the parents of his friend. The public defender discovered with the goth in the jailhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
On King 5 News, they just reported that the name of the defender is Teresa Olson. She has been barred from jail and has volunteered to take a leave of absence. She is found guilty. She will lose her license to practice law. That is it in a nutshell.
You don't know if she will.
Well, that's what they're saying.
That I would imagine if it could be proven. You know, I think that it was just, I don't know if they have anything demonstrative. It was a guard that said that's what he saw. So
did he stop it?
Sometimes those things are like a freight train. They can't be stopped unless you have a hose.
Well, don't talk to me about your personal practice. I just know want to know if the guard stopped it or not.
I don't believe he did, and I'm not sure exactly if she was involved in fellatio delecti.
Oh,
well, I didn't mean to
much.
Say it like
that's
that.
That's too
All
much.
Right, I'm sorry, then. Smoking the white owl?
Okay,
or
fine. Clinics. You know, like I say, be clinical.
A passion that would not be denied.
Isn't it true that I gave you something you couldn't get from any other woman?
We don't need that.
No.
Nor do we need this.
She was a barbarian of decency. An immoral, degrading portrait of a sinner.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's rough.
That's big news also from the South End, Pierce County. This gripping and ripping update, the Duke of Bavaria.
Hello, Robin Erickson. This is Charles Boris Anderson. I filed a police report this past Tuesday with Seattle Police. A complaint about Prince Charles' murder attempt on me with a $10 million contract on my life, dead or alive. And when I escaped Seattle without being killed.
That's it.
Yeah.
So Prince Charles has taken out a contract for $10 million in the head of one Duke of Bavaria known as Charles Boris Anderson.
Clearly, Prince Charles had to do this.
Yeah.
In a desperate measure out of Buckingham Palace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you hate to hear that about the prince.
Thank you, Johnny.
$1 million, honey bun, you made me happy. Thanks a million, honey bun, you made me see the light.
I'm presuming this man is of tremendous import, and that's why he's holding... Oh, not this clown again. Ron?
No, it's two times.
Ron?
You would all be at Western State.
Ron, you're on the rampage, and we just can't take it anymore.
I can't do it, Ron. It's too much to ask of me. It's a hot day. Tempers are tight and flaring at every turn. My God, it's 94 degrees downtown Seattle?
That's what you're dishing off here is 94.
Yeah. And I feel terrible for poor little Jim Foreman. He's up in that helicopter in the heat above
Jim's
the fire.
Right. He likes it.
His hair's absolutely dripping. His little red scalp is absolutely saturated right to the skin.
Yeah, Jim likes that. That's he thrives.
Does
for
he? The,
yeah, it's combat duty.
Oh. I wonder where you practice or something like that. Probably like a steam bath or something.
She's lovely. Hi, Robertino. How are you? We had another alarming story of a pilot flying drunk, commercial airline pilot, and you have signs. How can we tell if our pilot is flying drunk?
Halfway through the flight, he's out on the wing taking a leak.
Oh, no. That's a drunk pilot.
Empties the waste compartment over his ex-wife's house.
Yeah, Robin likes that one.
Yeah.
Keep serving the miss deer.
What?
Miss deer.
What did you say?
He said he keeps swerving to miss deer. Miss the deer.
Ah.
He's flying too low, see? He's swerving to miss the deer.
Constantly radios control towers say, I love you, man.
Yeah, that's a drunk pilot.
That's not turbulence. It's beer fart.
Well.
Yeah, it's always a big winner here on the on this show.
Makes noise when pulling the plane up or not down.
What did he say?
He said that...
Make noise when pulling the plane up or down.
Well, Robertino...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
It's not a matter of hearing you, darling. I hear you. It's what you're saying that is troublesome.
You heard me really, really bad early. I hear what you're saying.
What? I don't know a word.
Yeah.
But I'm a huge fan, Robertino.
Yeah, a lot of good comments, Robertino. By the way, we'll see you tomorrow night in the Bleacher Bum, Budweiser Bleacher Bum section. Robin and Maynard are going out to the old ball game. Gomer!
Oh, the games people play.
Oh, you're trying to kill us, Johnny.
Every night and every day now. Never meaning what they say now. Never saying what they mean.
A little quiz show fooing. Let's go.
Robin and Maynard.
Hey there, Andrea. Good afternoon. We'll start with $100. Deduct 10 for every incorrect answer.
All right, Audrey. Let's play the
Andrea.
Game.
Andrea.
Yeah.
Let's play the game here. I can give you two questions. You can either tell us what an echo can is, and boom, there's $100, or you can tell me how many religions there are globally.
How many religions there are globally?
Yeah, how many religions there are globally. And I will tell you it is over, well, it's under 10,000. We'll start there.
Oh, you need an exact figure.
Yeah, well, if you come close, then there are so many that if you come within 10%, we pay.
Oh, all right. How about, you said under 10,000?
I did, yes, ma'am.
Yes, all right. How about 9,000?
Did she say 9,000, Robin?
I fell asleep a few seconds ago. What did you say? Did you say?
I said 9,000.
All right.
9,000 even?
Mm-hmm.
Good. See, you're a bright cookie, and that's why you've won $100.
$9,500 to be exact.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And by the way, perchance, what is your denomination?
I'm a skeptic. How about that?
Oh. All right. Okay.
So you're non-denominational.
I'll be burning in the fires of hell is what you're telling us.
Exactly.
All right. Very perfect for you. Feel like I'm burning them today. Hang in the line there, Andrea. It's 94 degrees downtown Seattle.
Here are the award winners. Today's audio clip of the day. Here is the runner-up. This is the Duke of Bavaria, who will tell us in this clip how there is a $10 million contract out on his life being delivered by...
Don't tell, or why should he tell?
Prince Charles.
Well, now, I'm not going to play it, because you just told what he's going to say.
Well, yeah, but you need to hear the Duke actually say it. I want to hear it from his own lips.
See,
this is the runner-up.
Now, if I'm going to be Betty the News Hound... I would play the clip. I wouldn't tell people what the clip is and then play it. Then it's an anticlimactic thing. I think we just blow off the Duke.
Here's the Duke.
Hello, Robin Erickson. This is Charles Boris Anderson.
The Duke.
I filed a police report this past Tuesday with Seattle Police. A complaint about Prince Charles' murder attempt on me with a $10 million contract on my life. They're alive. And... When I escaped Seattle without being killed.
And then that's
that's it.
Then he just hangs up.
That's right. Huh. The winner, the five-year-old kid that tagged the hole-in-one.
I just had to practice for a long time and tried my very hardest. I was like, what am I doing? You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that kid is cuter than a baby penguin, which incidentally is still missing from the zoo. They've had one crank call.
The crank call, and I think it is, as you said, I wouldn't give this person any credence, but they reportedly said that they saw the penguin on a Klondike bar.
This late-breaking email is just coming our way. We want to make sure that we get on the air and pass it along to you. Yes, Robin.
Yesterday, a police officer pulled a man driving a convertible over with a penguin in the passenger seat. The officer told the driver, take that penguin to the zoo. Today, the officer pulled the same driver over with a penguin still in the car. I thought I told you to take that penguin to the zoo, the cop said. I did. Today, we're going to the ball game.
Shut up.
Gee, that was fun.
I thought it was. I liked it. Thank you, emailer.
We've all been there with marriage. You know, when a Thorazine doesn't sound so bad. And if that's you, give me a call. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones, 1-800-DIVORCE.
Yes, it's mirth like that that keeps us ahead of the curve right here on the Robin and Maynard Show. Courteous and helpful, always at your service.